guys that will take the first snap will be Rob Henry for our first practice. So he'll be competing against Danny Edlin, a true freshman, who's pretty special. So we had two very confident and capable guys. And the third guy is Alston Appleby that'll try to get back into the race a little bit. Didn't have as good of a spring as the other guys did. Those two first guys were really special.
How has Danny Edlin progressed so far with you guys?
How has Danny Edlin progressed with you guys?
He's a football junkie. He studies it. He's there all the time. He's always got a ball in his hand. Just loves the game. Loves to compete.
Coach, you look at the preseason top 10, there's four or five SEC teams. They've won the last seven national titles. What does the Big Ten have to do to sort of close the gap, at least in terms of perception between the Big Ten and the SEC?
I think it's even more than perception. I think it's a reality. SEC has been a very dominant conference here in the last few years. And we're going to make a run at them. And the thing that we need to do as a conference is, we have to go out and recruit a little bit more nationally.
Recruit nationally?
A little bit more. And I say that. Let me take one step back. At Purdue, for us to be successful in our conference, we got to recruit the state of Purdue, the six states that we've identified. But we also need to go out and get four or five players that national guys that can help us with national.
Coach, I've gotten into some of this. When the state of the program that you're taking over, your thoughts on it and what kind of talent you have.
There's definitely enough talent in our team room to win football games, a lot of football games, win championships. I think the biggest thing is how we convey the message to our guys that we're pretty good. We have to get better, obviously, in all the things that we're doing. But I like where we are, our mindsets are. I think we have enough talent in almost every position. Now, we're not as deep in some positions, but at every position, I think we're pretty talented.
What can fans expect from your system and the type of program that you like to run?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we'll be a disciplined football team. Play extremely hard. We're going to take care of the football. We're going to play great special teams. We're going to do things on offense that look the same but aren't the same. And we'll be very efficient. We're very much a completion-driven offense. Defensively, we'll be in a four-man front scheme. With some sophisticated coverages and some sophisticated blitzes. We're going to play lights out special teams.
When you come out of spring and come into fall, what's your first game where you've got to pick it up and take it from what?
It's practice number 16 now. We start next week. It's not practice number one. It's practice number 16. We got to improve the offensive line position. That's where it all starts for us. We got to identify who our top players are. We're going to try to create as much depth as possible early in the season to help us for that back part of the year run in November when we play five games in November. We'll do that by playing a lot of players the first couple of games. We'll play, you might see in the third series of the game, we have it looked like a hockey lineup, a full line change. 11 guys, quarterbacks, running backs, and offensive line. But I think that's the way you create morale. I think that's the way you create depth.
Coach, you're not new to the Big Ten, coach back in the conference. Have you got any advice from, like, Tim Beckman from last year? He was a first-year coach in the Big Ten. Anybody talk to you about that first year being a head coach in such a power conference like this?
I don't think Beck would share any information with me being an opponent. But, this is a great conference, and I obviously talked to Tress a lot about some of the things that happened here as a head coach. Obviously, I spent 7 years here with him. But I'm sure it's going to be a lot of growing pains as we go through it.
What was Coach Tress's main advice to you?
Well, be yourself. Make sure your teams are prepared. And be able to make those critical decisions in those critical moments.
What are the biggest changes that you brought to this team so far?
You know, it's hard for me to say because I wasn't here with the previous regime, but I think that there's an energy and there's an excitement that's kind of festering throughout the campus and throughout the community. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. And every day is an adventure. And I think the kids feel it.
Coach, one of your first big tests would be against Wisconsin. Any thoughts that come to mind right away with that?
Our first big test would be against Cincinnati.
First Big Ten test?
Okay. It's always hard to play in Camp Randall. You know, we've had some battles when I was at Ohio State up in Camp Randall. Great venue. They play exceptionally well at night games. It'll be fun. It'll be a great environment to be in.
What are your thoughts on Nebraska coming up with Lafayette? I mean, they're new to the schedule, but I know it's new to you. So just kind of what are your thoughts on Nebraska? What do they show? What are you looking for?
Well, Nebraska's one of those programs that has been so powerful for so many years. To have those guys come into the furnace at Ross 8, it's going to be a lot of fun that night.
So what's that stadium going to be like that night?
It'll be hot. Very hot in the furnace.
Coach, welcome back to Big Ten. Good to see you. Talk about your previous stint here and how that helped prepare you for what you're trying to build with Purdue.
Your previous stint
at Ohio State and how that in this conference.
Okay. All right. I spent 7 years around a lot of smart people, a lot of humble people, a lot of guys that were focused on what the goal was, not themselves. And I think that was the biggest learning experience. It takes all of us to have so much success. And that's what where our program is right now.
Have you talked with Coach Tress a lot leading up to this year? I'm sure you did. Has he visited your staff? Has he come to West Lafayette?
He has, actually. We had a staff work day, the whole athletic department staff work day, where Coach Tress came in and kind of gave his vision on how to climb out of the middle. And he shares some very insightful things with all of us.
You made the reference to nicknaming your stadium the Furnace. How'd that come about? What made you decide to come up with that name?
Well, I thought we needed an identity. You know, you talk about the shoe and the big house and all this, you know, Happy Valley. I thought that Purdue needed a stadium identity. So I was down in Naples, Florida with one of our alum. We were talking over breakfast one morning, and he started throwing some things out and came up with something Furnace, and I shortened it to the Furnace.
How'd that catch on with your players?
I think they like it. We'll see this fall. I want it to catch on with our fans.
I don't know if this has been asked, Coach, but how's it feel being the new guy in the Big Ten, or one of the new guys in the Big Ten?
Feels great. I love where I am right now, and I think that there's a lot of exciting things to come.